Okay, so today I thought I'd talk about how to recruit affiliates. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is the question came up in a group that we run about, hey, how do I get my products out to people if I've just, you know, newly created my product? No one knows who I am. There's always a stage, everyone has this, where no one knows who you are. You've created your first product and you have to try and find people that might be interested in promoting your product. So what do you do in that scenario? So when I first started, one of the most scary things for me was actually reaching out to people. I'm not someone who naturally is very good at connecting. I don't particularly enjoy initiating conversations with random people. And I found it kind of difficult to do that. And I noticed that affiliates are obviously a key part of your online business. They're not crucial, they're not essential. But in some places such as JVZoo, ClickBank, you know, it really does help if you've got affiliates backing you, because you can do like a really, you know, a big launch if you know, you get a lot of affiliates who are like willing to promote and push your products. So one of the things that I did to start off with is I first of all started to connect with people. And I actually did that through forums, I did that over social media, and I wasn't actually reaching out to them, but I was just kind of building up a collective of different people that I wanted to approach eventually. And these were people that I would connect with on Facebook. I would identify whether they were, you know, known affiliates, whether they were promoting other products, whether they were on leaderboards, you know, whether I could identify that they had a subscriber list that was kind of interested in the stuff that I was pushing. So I went and like basically connected with a bunch of them. And then from there, I started applying for links when they bought out their own products. If they had their own products, I'd apply for links. And then I would from there be able to reach out to them and ask them for more information. I would then create a YouTube video or something I could post on the internet just to, you know, show them that I was putting some work into their product. And sometimes, you know, it's not really what you want when it comes to dealing with other people on the internet and making money and doing business with them. It's really what they want and how you can help them to get to where it is that they want to go. And for an affiliate who's looking at your product, they are not only just looking at the product, but they're looking at you and whether they can do business with you in future and whether you're the type of person that they want to, that they feel like they can continue to work with. It's a big deal on a community-based website like JVZoo, for example, where I operate a lot at the moment. So obviously running JVZoo Academy. So, you know, one of the things that they want to know is that you're someone they can work with, and reaching out and actually going ahead and creating a review video or, you know, purchasing a product and reaching out to them and saying, hey, I really like your product. I like this about it and I'm going to promote it. I don't have a big list. I'm just starting out, but I want to promote it anyway. And, you know, through doing that, you can initiate a conversation with that person. And then you kind of can get to know them. And the key to affiliate marketing and meeting affiliates is really connecting with them. It's dealing with them as people and not just, you know, doing what a lot of people do and slipping into the mistake. I get messages almost every day from people that have a launch coming up. I don't know who they are. And somehow they find who I am. They'll, you know, add me on Facebook. I won't necessarily approve them, but I'll get a message from them. And it'll be, you know, if I look through my messages, the ones that aren't open, there's probably a bunch of different messages there right now that are people who open up talking to me with just a copy paste message that they've sent to everyone else. And it's like, come on, you can do better than that. Like, really, you think that I'm going to promote your product because you copied and pasted something when I have personal relationships with all of these people that I know have proven software, that I know are really good at what they do, I know provide value to their customers. You know, what's special about what you're doing? Try to reach out to me and communicate that, or try to reach out to me and help me out so you can then demonstrate that to me. And it's a far better way of approaching me than copying and pasting these things. Another approach that seems to be happening a lot now is just spam tagging on Facebook, and Facebook's cracking down on it. You can't do that so much anymore because Facebook will ban you. I've seen a couple of people, even in the people that I operate with, who were just basically tagging like 40 different people to promote their product. And there's no need to do that. It's desperate. I mean, in the past it was kind of okay when it was brand new, but that nowadays it's like people have really turned off that. So there's really no need. You know, build relationships with your affiliates, build, you know, and then from there you can approach them, let them know, and just be organized. One of the reasons I'm assuming that people are actually tagging or mass spam tagging people is that they're not prepared, they're not organized with their, you know, their launch. So they're just like doing a massive spam tag. And then from there, what's happening is that, you know, people don't really know what to make of it. So they don't end up promoting, and they just see this notification come in. They're like, why am I getting all these notifications? So there's some thoughts that you can kind of work with. And if you're starting out, you're brand new, understand that people are people. One of the things that you need to remember is that everyone starts in the same place, and people that you're connecting with will have started in the same place as you. So keep that in mind, and then, you know, treat people as people, connect with them, and you'll have much more success and actually get them to promote your products.